You're listening to The Gray Zone with your hosts, Wheezy Moonchaser and Fat Cat on NBIRadio.co.
Yeah, I feel like I gotta use all kind of words this week. Fat Cat, we're about to go into the drama. This is The Gray Zone. Many things in life cannot just merely be black or white. A lot of things do fall into the gray. This week we're doing the highly controversial. We're probably gonna lose a lot of friends. A lot of ex-girlfriends are gonna call us up. A lot of ex-boyfriends will be knocking at your door, Fat Cat. This week we're doing the infidelity mix. Oh, yeah. So if you don't know already, NBIRadio.co, the website is up looking clean. It's like, it's madness. Shout out to the boy KT for handling this business. Fat Cat, we gotta go into these hot topics. You know, a crowd favorite over here at NBI Radio, Chris Brown, my light-skinned brother, he's been going in.
Oh, my boo.
Your boo. Yeah, so Carucci posted a picture of Tyson Beckford, and Chris Brown caught feelings. And you know, I just watched Chocolate City with Tyson Beckford, too, which is, Chocolate City's a porno.
I'm watching
it. No, it's a black softcore porno. Porno, Black Cat. It's just crazy. It's just, I could have written the plot.
I like those sometimes.
Dude, dance all over the place with six packs, eight packs, hey, grinding on the floor.
I'm known for going to America's Most Wanted or Chocolate Thunder Show or whatever. I like Chocolate Fantasy. I love them.
Chris Brown, he also threatened Tyson's 17-year-old son and his baby mom. So Chris Brown's a gangster now. Him and Drake, they're going through phases. You know, first they're hitting on women, then they're making soft music.
This is not the first time that Chris pulled out his Pyru card. It's not the first time. Yeah. Somebody else did something and he pulled out the Pyru card. Like, you better know who you're talking to. Pyru, and was hashtagging Pyru and stuff. I remember this from back in the day because that's my boo, right?
So Chris Brown's gangster?
Chris Brown will smack the shit out of you and a bitch. Do it. Do something.
I can't be at that
Make
last
move.
Part.
He will get crunk on that ass.
You know, so Tyson Beckford also, he clapped back, he shot back. He uploaded a video of him at the gun range. Tyson Beckford's going to shoot Chris Brown?
Oh, you can have a gun, but you ain't going to pop none. Nah, come on now.
Oh, boy. I was waiting for all the light-skinned R&B singers to start fighting with each other, like Augusta, Cena, Chris Brown, Jeremiah. So, in Las Vegas, Chris Brown got into a fight with Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
You know, the two were playing a basketball game, and the words that Jeremiah won the game. Chris Brown asked for a rematch. Jeremiah declined. You know, things got heated and Jeremiah ended up getting punched in the face.
I want to know how much money was on the table.
No, hold on. Even before you get to that, it was said it was 30 dude versus 5.
Okay.
All we know is that Jeremiah dropped the charge. He had to drop the charge.
30 Chris Brown, 5 Jeremiah?
I think so. I'm about to check with Lolo.
Ooh, dirty odds.
Yeah. You know Chris Brown rolls with an entourage?
Yeah, man.
Everybody's coming out. Every time I hear Jeremiah, I just keep thinking about that song with 50. I can't sing. You know, I'll tell you, you know, you can't do something, but you can feel it.
And just keep hearing that Jeremiah song. I love you. Just because I can't sing don't mean I won't.
Yo, I don't know about you. I'm still trying to digest this Chris Brown having a baby mother and having a kid. It's so crazy. His baby mother, Nia Guzman, I'm definitely fucking up her name, she's allegedly asking for more child support money. Enough is not enough. Chris Brown, hold on. Chris Brown supposedly giving her $2,500 a month. And she'd like to raise it to 15. You know, how do you go from 2.5 to 1.5? Like, that's
Well, you know what? I require about $2,500 a month to live on a bare minimal basis. So why wouldn't she, the mother of a superstar's child, not get at least $5,000 a month? I think 5 is fair. Especially if she's working and taking care of herself and stuff. The child is not a meal ticket, you know, it's a child. So therefore, 5 grand is sufficient. So especially if the child has some RRSPs and some bonds and stuff put down.
You know, Chris Brown feels like she's trying to ride the gravy train. You know, he feels like he's being extorted, he's being used. You know, but he did fuck her and bust in her. Like, how did the baby happen? Did she teeth his sperm and thing from the condom?
You know, it's so funny. I keep saying that about guys. Guys be so funny. They be like, you know, and I think that you... What are you talking about? If you lay down with me with no condom, you wanted a baby. You didn't put no condom on, you wanted a baby.
Still sticking with the baby moms, 50 Cent is suing Rick Ross's baby mom.
Yeah.
For stating that 50 released a sex tape which involved... You know, that involved the lady. That's crazy. 50 claims otherwise. And he's saying that it was Rick Ross or someone in Rick Ross's crew that leaked the tape. You know 50 gonna get his money.
Wait a minute. 50 got the lawyers. A porn tape of sorts of his baby mother?
Yeah.
A 50 baby mother?
No, Rick Ross's baby mom.
A Rick Ross baby mother.
Yeah. Because at first she was saying that 50 had released it, but 50 saying that it was somebody in Ross's crew that did that joint.
Oh, shucks.
Yo, for those that don't know out there, my ratchet advice is Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I've never talked about it on this show, but I want to make sure I was up to date with my episodes. You know I love my Stevie J shit. It's crazy. And I found out you watch it too, Fat Cat.
Oh yeah, Love & Hip Hop is my stuff. That's my joint. Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Yeah, Love & Atlanta with Young Jock and them.
Loving them.
Did you see an episode with Young Jock when his fourth baby mom videotaped him on the iPad?
Yeah.
And showed it to Khadija, his main chick.
Yeah, love it.
And then Khadija tied him down to the bed.
Cena videotaped him with the dirty feet and chocolate all over his face.
Chocolate all over the man's face. Young Jock is going down.
Yes.
I guess it was really going down. So she tied him down to the bed, only to play him the tape of him with the foot of his baby mom in his mouth, him about to throw it down her. And then she starts to beat him with a belt.
Yeah, man. And he liked it.
Would you ever do that to a dude? If you caught your man cheating, would you tie him down to a bed?
Oh, no, I would never tie him down to a bed. I'm more of a punch in the face kind of girl. So, no, tying down to the bed and whipping with a belt would not happen.
And she left him there. That's cold. I think that hurts my feelings.
Oh, no. I respect her approach. Especially in the instance that that's what they do. They like kinks.
Ray Rice. A judge dismissed Ray Rice.
Ray Rice is which one now?
The football player.
He choked the girl out in the elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think motherfuckers should have minded their business about that. They had a lover squabble.
She still married him.
Oh, she loved him. And that probably wasn't the first time he knocked her ass out. She was rambunctious a little bit.
Do you agree when I say love will make a woman stay with a dude that's cheating on her?
Good dick is all you need.
Finally, someone that's gonna come up here and tell the truth.
Good dick is all you need. Some guys ain't got nothing. They don't have no talk game. They ain't got no money. They not babysitting.
And he still be trying to talk to you?
If he got good dick, this is what happens. He'll finesse you into the bed first, and then he'll be living there, and you'll be in love with a bum.
Cooking up meals at 3, 4 in the morning?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Good dick will get you a fireplace?
Listen, you think it's a joke. It's all fun and games right now until I take you to somebody else and show you.
If we could only say name on this show, it would be so crazy, but we can't. You know, Larina's shaking her head. Already the mask.
I can say what I want to say.
No, we can't.
I just choose to protect the innocence people. No, I'm just joking. No.
So
it's all real life, though.
As we jump into the second part of the show, we're gonna talk about infidelity. Who cheats more? Why do men cheat? I think women are better at creeping. That's me personally. I want to touch on that a little bit. You know, I'm just gonna give you my perspective, and then you know, let you shimmy in on that as well. Sex and lies. I want to talk about the authenticity of a relationship. Like, I'm with you, you're with me, and it's real to the point where it's like, you've never cheated on me, I've never cheated on you, and the things that I tell you are true. You know, I actually fulfill the promises that I've made. You know, I actually show up to the occasions and the things that I need to do. But, you know, we're having a grown-up relationship. SamBRadio.co. Weezy Moon Chase alongside Fat Cat. You download the show, SamBRadio.co. Fat Cat, give them the Instagram.
It's a strong, firm, bottom, all one word at Instagram.com. So hit your girl up. Follow. I'll follow back.
She's got nasty pictures up there.
Send me some.
She's half naked on there.
Send me some shout outs about what y'all got going on. Nah, I'm just showing a piece of me.
They're gonna send you dick pics. That's what they're gonna send you.
If you send me dick pics, you're gonna get unfollowed and blocked right away. No penis pics unless you're sending something to my PayPal at the same time. Nah, I'm not gonna report you. Send somebody to my PayPal at the same time. That's all I'm saying.
It's the gray zone.
The Gray on NBIRadio.co.
This shit is deep. I know they're going to crucify us for this one. You're tuning into The Gray Zone. We're Weezy Moon Chaser, the Unicorn Killer, alongside Fat Cat, the Black Kennedy. We're doing an infidelity episode, the cheating. Who cheats more, Fat Cat? In my belief, Fat Cat, I think it comes down to what cheating you know of.
Ooh.
Because I definitely think that women are definitely more skilled in this art.
I believe that you are right. I always say that women cheat more. Get caught last.
Oh, for sure. They're way better at it.
Highly skilled.
Way better at it. Art. You know, I think being a man, you know, I think it comes down to the ego. We know maybe we talk about it a little more than we should have. And the woman's very discreet. And also, it's much easier for a woman to cheat because who's going to turn down free pussy? It's much harder for me to get a girl than for you to fuck a guy.
Nobody says that it's free.
No.
No one says it's free. But available vagina.
Available vagina. Good vagina, hopefully.
Well, if you have bad vagina, you should be able to tell.
So the basic consensus right now is that women cheat more, and us men, we just don't know about it.
And I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. I'm just saying that women are smarter, and that men do stupid things and slip up and get caught. They're just so And you know, men, you could be the smartest man. Rocket scientists get caught cheating by their wives every day. Because
the slip up, we slip up. No, the little, you know, things.
It's not the little things. Sometimes it's the really, really big things. Fucking dumb. It's so like so dumb.
Like, I know everybody out there is like, yo, you have to ask me for an example.
Okay. Here's a really dumb one. Okay, go ahead.
I'll hit you with one.
Go ahead.
One time I had just talked to Lolo and I just put my phone down in the car. I ran into the bank. My phone didn't even lock yet. Yo, homegirl went in the phone and all she read was, I want to fuck you so bad. But her name wasn't the header at the header of that message.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the little slip-ups. The foolishness.
That's a big slip-up right there. That's the shit.
You can't search the phone.
You can do whatever the fuck you want to do.
No, hold on. You said your piece.
If you stick your dick in me, I could do whatever I want to.
You mad complicated since last time, man. You mad complicated since last time. Your phone is your personal business. My phone is my personal business.
It is until I'm not hiding nothing in my phone. To believe. It is until I have reason to believe.
My phone is my mobile office.
When your WhatsApp pop up on your screen and it go all slow and it say, hey, baby. I know that's not one of your boys, hey, baby, in you. So, yeah, when you go to sleep, I call that joint and go through it. You don't be mad at me because a motherfucker texting you, hey, baby, or thinking about you. I know Robert is not texting you thinking about you. You better stop playing with me. Fucking right, I'm checking that phone. And you dicking
you're
me down,
you supposed to be riding
man.
With me. Why are you going in the phone? You're supposed to trust me. You know, your personal thing's supposed to be your personal thing. My thing's supposed to be my things. We're supposed to have a level of trust. My phone, that's like my mobile office. Why
oh,
are you
no,
going
I trust
phone?
You. I trust you to be a man. And I know what men do. So I trust you to be just that. And so that's what's... And I'm not mad at you. I just want to make sure that I'm up on things. I just want to make sure that I'm not fucking behind some bitch that I don't like. I don't care.
Guys going to be mad at me now.
They're
like,
they going to be mad at me too.
You lead the show.
They're going to be mad at me too.
My girl's all on my phone.
I'm not going to get no dick for a long time now. Niggas is going to be like, boycott that bitch.
I have a lot of close friends that you know that... You know the weirdest thing is when like one of your friends dates another one of your close friends, but you're really close to both parties.
Oh man, yeah man.
And then they break up because you know he you know for whatever reason. But say some of these situations cheating is the reason, so now it's awkward now. Now you have events only one of them could come. I think after a year and a half, you know what I'm saying, let's move on with
nah,
it.
But
hold on before you get to it. You know what she asked me one time? She's like, why do you guys cheat? She's like, what do you guys get out of it? Is does it boost you guys' ego? You guys get a certain level of machismo out of it? Listen, I told you before, dudes is hunted. Some dudes, they still got that vampire blood in them. They still got that thirst. They got that tiger blood. They're still searching for something.
I know. You know what? I believe that all men cheat. 18 to 80. Blind, crippling, crazy. I don't care. Men gonna get
blind, crippling, crazy.
Because I'm going to tell you, human beings are not meant to be monogamous. So what tends to happen is that people get messed up in the message.
But hold on. I don't like the idea of thinking like, I'm with this girl, this is my girl, and the idea that like she could be cheating on me. I don't like the idea that like everybody cheats. I don't like that. Something about
would,
that.
Would you cheat on her?
No.
Oh God, Jesus. You didn't even look right at him. I wish y'all could have seen what his face looked like just now when he said that shit.
No, hold on. In my defense.
It be's like that sometimes. No. It be's like that sometimes. Straight like that. All motherfuckers cheat. Straight like that. It just
depends
on how much you like them if you stay or not. Straight like that. That's how I go.
No, definitely not. I think you could find someone that you could be like, you know what? I'm satisfied with this situation right here. I think we could definitely create a moment.
I think it starts off like that.
And
then I think that animal instinct starts to kick in at some point in time, and people.
No, you see things that
people
you like.
Get restless during the summer months, and you know,
is it worth it?
You need the extra. My girl is at work. Sitting at home. I don't gotta go to work until 6 o'clock. I'm hot. I'm bothered. I'm about to fuck somebody. I'm sticking my dick in something, and I'm a chick, and I know. Cause niggas call me like, yo, my girl is at work. I don't gotta start work till 6 o'clock.
We'll call this the leak.
My dick is hard.
Yeah.
Can you come over?
Right now.
You know, so that's how I know.
I've definitely sent those texts. But I think, you know, there has to be a girl out there or a significant other for you that's bad enough for you to be like, you know what, I'm satisfied with this person. Like, I'm okay with this. Even if over time.
For sure.
No, but even if over time.
Oh, you're going to make her your main dish. You're going to, but when you have appetizers, you're gonna have might have something else. You know, it just happens so that in different times when the woman is not around to provide what the man needs, maybe she's acting funky, maybe she's on her menstrual, you know, and this is what happens. Guys, maybe she's with child, men stray during times when women are not able to oblige or, you know, feed that thirst. Absolutely. Absolutely. If she's not in there cutting cartwheels every now and again and putting on different color wigs and shit like that because she's preoccupied, that's what happens because a man needs inspiration.
We need inspiration to create.
And if you're not dressing up like four or five different bitches a month, he's going to be looking for three or four other bitches a month. And just
we got to switch it up too.
Women need inspiration.
I've seen a lot of dudes falling off. A lot of dudes that came up, everybody's got a beer belly now. A lot of niggas is falling off.
You guys
aren't getting a finesse product like you guys used to
hold
get.
Hold up. You're don't not talk about product. My beer belly guys out there because I like a man with a beer belly. You call it a beer belly, I call it a get money belly. I know if a man got a belly like that, he can afford to feed me and him. I don't care. I like chubby guys. I don't discriminate.
In the stomach you trust, I see.
I like sexy fat boys. I don't care. That's what I like. And in regards to guys, like you saying, like they fall off and stuff like that, guys fall off because girls allow them to. If a girl shows a guy that she is not satisfied with what he's doing, he will definitely try and up it, especially if he wants to fuck again. And you know what? I'm living proof. Recently, when you asked me who kidnapped me, that's sort of what happened. We have known each other forever. Yeah. Slept in the same bed together in my house. But there's sometimes when a guy is like, you know, let's hit up a telly. Let's switch it up.
You gotta do different.
Let's do it differently. Sometimes
this summer,
inspiration also.
I'm telling you, this summer, on my birthday, on the hood of the car.
Oh God.
Legs spread.
It's going down.
Trey Song, Sticky Face. Yes. It's going down on the hood. I'm doing it. I need memories. I want the Benjamin Button in the game. I need memories in this shit. I'm telling you.
You know, I feel like in regards to what we were just talking about, it's really good to just be honest about where you stand with people. Honesty is the best policy.
I can't pay the price. The cost is too heavy. I can just look. The infidelity's killing me. It's the Gray Zone. NBIRadio.co. Fat Cat. Weezy Moon Chaser. We still got more. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to the Gray Zone on NBIRadio.co.
It's your girl, Fat Cat. And it's your boy here, Weezy Moon Chaser.
Yeah.
We down in the basement in the lab cooking it up right now. And we talking about infidelities. So, I got a good question for you. There's a lot of different sayings that they have in regards to cheating.
Yeah.
Give me your best one.
I guess I'll have to go with the one that most people say, what you don't know won't hurt you.
Yeah.
No, I'll go with the most popular one. I'll buy with that one. Because, you know, it comes down to this. It's like, we're in a relationship together. I cheat on you. So now I have this guilt upon me. So by me confessing to you that I cheated on you, that's just putting it on you. So now it's fucked up because you love me, but I cheated on you. But I confess this. I'm honest about it. So now it's like, okay, then what now? You know what I mean? How do we move on from there now?
She finds out.
She's not going nowhere.
She's not going nowhere. She'll never leave you. She love you just like you love her, but she gonna cheat on your ass back so you can fix it.
That's the worst part. Like, in the back of your mind, you know it's over. Like, at this point in the game, you know, like, if you're with a girl and you cheat on her and you confess to it and she knows now, in the back of your mind, you're always thinking, like, okay, she went away with her girlfriends for the weekend. You know what I mean? You have to let her go to the Caribbean in Toronto with her girls. There's no way you're getting out of that. I'm like, you cheat on her before Caribbean in Toronto, son?
Yo, guys' relationship goals is to get with a girl that he can cheat on over and over again and she don't cheat back. He's like, me. Yo, don't be a fucking hoe.
I'm over it.
Don't be a hoe. Don't cheat back on me.
No, I'm over it. Fuck that. I definitely believe that there's such a thing like authenticity of a relationship. I think at a certain point, something has to be real.
So the only thing that makes it real is if she don't cheat back.
No, what makes it real is that nobody cheats. Okay. No one cheats.
But like, we're together. Huh? But what if he cheats? Shouldn't she get to cheat back?
Why is it what if he cheats? What if she cheats?
What if she cheats? If she cheats, shouldn't he
get to cheat? It's over.
Shouldn't he get to cheat back?
It's done. Okay, so now we're going to do this eye for an eye thing.
Hold on. So if he cheats, it's not done.
It could be done there too. If you want, if we're talking about having a real relationship, like a real authentic chick, like it's official, like I'm gonna marry you, I'm gonna, because you know the ring's like $3,000
plus. You think she's supposed to stay with you after you cheat?
No, if I cheat on you and you feel like it's too much for you to take and it's like, you know, it's fucked up and we can't move on from that, then okay, it's over.
Man, listen.
At this point again, you forget.
When I get one and I get back one, and I worry about. Call it one for one.
You just cheat back on his ass, that's all. It's gonna make you feel bit and cheat on him with a basketball player.
How do we stay?
Fuck him up. Because you know, he could cheat with 100 bitches and you will still be strong. But you could cheat with one niggas and break his whole life. So, you get you a good one. When you
you happy now. You with a broken nigga now. Yeah, you done broke me down. We still together.
You've been wanting to fuck forever and ever. You fuck him. That's the one you get. That big pretty motherfucker you've been wanting to get him. Suck his dick.
So you trying to break niggas?
Kiss your baby father in the mouth.
You're fucked up. You're fucked up.
Yo. You're fuck so, that. Nah, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. That's really disgusting. No, for real though. But niggas be doing it to girls. They be eating girls' coochies, going home with fucking coochie juice all over them, and kissing their girls, their baby wives, baby mamas.
You're gone too far, Wayne.
Don't lie, boss.
You're gone too far.
You said, what? And left the what? I'm telling you the truth.
Okay, so it's over. Because you're going to go fuck a basketball player. You done broke my spirit now.
And
so it's over.
So
now you're with a broken nigga. And a football player.
And a football player.
So you trying to add insult to injury.
I'm just saying, no. I'm going to just make you. I'm going to teach you how you supposed to cheat. You're not supposed to cheat with that ugly girl over there. You're supposed to cheat with a bitch better than me. The Supreme Court judge that's riding around in a two-seater car with a little shoo-shoo-foo-foo dog on her lap. Yeah, that's the bitch you're supposed to cheat on me with.
If the girl was harder than you,
how would you feel? You're not supposed to cheat on me with no motherfucking... Oh, listen.
So if the girl is prettier than you, it makes it okay then?
Not just print. I'm saying with more substance than I have.
Okay, so say she has that, so what now?
If it's about looks and you that shallow, you don't need to be with me anyways. So
you're wild.
This is real. This is real shit. You mad right now?
No, I'm not mad. But you done fucked a basketball player putting niggas dicks in their mouth. It's done.
You done put a bitch pussy in your mouth. Who gives a fuck?
That's why I told you. After
worry about yourself.
No, that's why I told you. After 25, there's no point cheating on your girl, because once you cheat on your girl, the relationship is done.
Hey, that's what I said. I don't know.
So you're saying...
I don't feel like human beings are supposed to be monogamous. If you choose to, okay. But I just feel like we are animals and we have animal attraction sometimes. And sometimes you be trying your best to be good and do the right thing. But sometimes the fucking pussy or the dick just looks so... Dick just looks so good. Just be like, oh my God, this
looks... The pussy start calling to you in your sleep and shit.
Yes, niggas be like...
Start whispering your...
Niggas be like pussy, poopy. You be like, the pussy just be cool with me, man.
Because
it be cool. Yo, help me. This bitch is trying to kill me.
So we should all assume that the person that we're with is cheating on us, basically. That's what you're saying.
No, I would say that if you are not... putting in the motherfucking time and the effort to do what it takes. And it don't mean just cooking and cleaning and fucking and sucking and what. It's about nurturing a relationship.
You're talking about the girl, the woman, or the man?
Both. 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 This is an equal opportunity situation here. It's not, nothing is one-sided about a relationship. The fuck do that?
It does sway one way a lot of times, though. The power does sway one way. A lot of things doesn't even out like that in reality, in the real world. So you're telling me that you could be with someone and it'll never be real. We can never have a monogamous relationship, just me and you. Eventually, someone's just going to go run off on some instinct.
You know what? I used to think that it was possible.
And what happened?
At one point in time, I honestly believed that I had a relationship like that. Towards the end of the relationship, one point in time went to tidy up his things, and I found a couple of pairs of underwear strung together in a shoebox, all different sizes, which let me know
that
he had been fucking with some bitches.
What?
Behind my back the whole time.
What?
And he was attending the family functions, and we lived together.
What?
And he comes to me with my mom at my mom's house, and all my friends know him. And he but he was definitely,
you found a box of panties,
a box with all kinds of little nasty trinkets in it. But one of the things that he had was some underwears. Men can't handle being cheated on? You don't think so?
Women are much better at dealing with emotions. Because you guys are more in tune with it on a day-to-day basis, you guys are better equipped to deal with it.
I agree.
Men can't handle that. As I tell guys, if you're gonna play ball in a certain league, you gotta be prepared. If you're gonna cheat on your girl, you gotta be prepared for her to cheat on you. You know what I mean? If you want to ride in that league,
and you want
to be a rough
and
rider.
Vice versa. Listen, I believe it's like this. Men are going to cheat and women are going
to
cheat.
How can I get you not to cheat? I want you to just fuck me. I don't want you to put random niggas' dicks in your mouth.
You know, okay. So then what you have to do is you have to be present. You have to be reliable. You have to be...
That's a common complaint.
You have to have a good relationship with God. You have to be consistent.
Time and consistency.
Just because I believe that it's not, I believe it's possible. Like I said, I do believe it's possible, but I just don't think that it's feasible or right to hold someone to those constraints. I think that what is supposed to happen, especially because of the ratios of men to women and women to men, I feel like you should pick who you have to share with. I believe that everybody is going to share. You just need to choose who you sharing your dick or your pussy with. And I really do feel that way because there's not enough men or good men to go around. Half of them gay, another portion in jail. The other ones, you know, sometimes it's just like that.
So we're going to pick each other's side chicks?
Each
other's side partners?
Yes, I believe that a woman is supposed to decide who she's willing to share with.
Because you see the kind of worms you're opening up right now.
A man is supposed to be a man and say, baby, listen, I got this bitch. I want to fuck her. Are you staying or not? I want her to be on the team. If she stay, can she stay? If she can't, if you feel like you can leave, but I want her to stay. And I feel like men are just supposed to be grown up about it. And that's how I feel. I feel like you're supposed to pick who you're willing to share with, because you're going to have to share. And men should just be honest and say, baby, you sharing this dick. And this is the bitch. Look at her. Do you like her? She's nice to you. Good. We keeping her? Yes.
So that's your strategy for 2015? That's what we're going with now?
Anyways, I just want everyone to know that right now I am living in a polyamorous relationship, in a polyamorous lifestyle. So if you want to be part of my male harem, you can come.
They can audition.
If you would like to be auditioned and to
you come, take videos,
to
be,
take part, come on.
Come on, man. Becca, you killing them. It's the drama, the gray zone. They said we promoted cheating.
This is the gray zone, it's all that big love joint. All of that in between, you need it.
So make sure you tune into the show, The Gray Zone, NBIRadio.co. Fat Cat, the Instagram.
Fat Cat Shrouder, aka Strong Firm Bottom at Instagram, and it's Fat Cat Shrouder at Facebook.
It's at KT the B-Boy, at Weezy Moon Chaser. You've been tuned to The Gray Zone. It's another one. We out.
You're listening to The Gray Zone with your hosts, Weezy Moon Chaser and Fat Cat, on NBIRadio.co.